This is Passing Judgment, a podcast about the law and how it affects you. I'm your host, Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Think of me as your personal law professor as we navigate the big legal questions of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers.
Everybody, it's Jessica. Happy August. We did take a few weeks off, and now we are back in the swing of everything. And I want to talk to you today about the president's decision to send federal troops, the National Guard and the Marines, into Los Angeles, but also just as of today, into the District of Columbia as well. So this is going to be a solo episode just with me. And I want to start out by talking about a 3-day bench trial that's happening right now in the case of California versus Trump, dealing again with the Trump administration's decision to send the National Guard into Los Angeles back in June. The next thing I want to do is talk to you briefly about the legal framework that we're going to work through dealing with the Trump administration's decision to take control of the Washington, D.C. Police Department and to send in the National Guard in that jurisdiction as well. So let's get going. I'm recording this episode today, Monday, August 11th, and there is a 3-day bench trial, meaning there's no jury, in the courtroom of United States District Court Judge Charles Breyer, who is the brother of retired Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. Now, this bench trial, again, means that the judge is making the findings of fact and law, and there's no jury here. And there's only one big question before the judge, and that's whether or not the Trump administration violated something called the Posse Comitatus Act. Now, let's rewind a second and think back to what brought us here. Now, the backdrop of this case is that the Trump administration decided to federalize the National Guard and deploy some Marines in June in Los Angeles after protests involving ICE raids. The legal issue is whether the Trump administration violated the Posse Comitatus Act. It's an 1878 law when it sent in the National Guard to Los Angeles. The legal issue is not whether the Trump administration had the power to federalize the National Guard in the first place. That's a separate legal issue, and it's currently pending before the Ninth Circuit, and there is a separate episode on that. If you want to go back, we'll link to that one in the show notes. So, quick legal background here. When the Trump administration federalized the National Guard, the National Guard undoubtedly had the power to support federal law enforcement officers and agencies. Now, what does that mean? It means that the National Guard had the power to do things like protect federal property and federal law enforcement officers. What they arguably did not have the power to do is to directly enforce domestic law. Now, why not? Because the Posse Comitatus Act, again, that 1878 statute, provides that the military cannot act as a domestic law enforcement agency unless there's some sort of exception to that statute that exists. Or maybe put another way, the military cannot directly enforce domestic law unless the Posse Comitatus Act is suspended by, for instance, something like the Insurrection Act of 1807. So what are the parties arguing here? I think this big question of whether or not there is a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act basically breaks up into two separate questions. And the first question is based on the facts and circumstances of what the National Guard did when they were on the ground in Los Angeles. And specifically, did they cross the line from acting in a supporting role to directly enforcing domestic law? Did they do things like execute search warrants? And did they actually arrest people, for instance? And that is going to be based, as it already has been, I got to listen to some of the arguments, on testimony, on, again, the facts of what did the National Guard do? when they were in Los Angeles. And this is based not on an interpretation of the law, but on the facts as they apply to the law. Now, the second big question, I think, is even if the National Guard did cross the line, did cross into directly enforcing domestic law, was there some exception to the Posse Comitatus Act such that it was not violated? And again, one of the main exceptions is the Insurrection Act. But I think the Trump administration will also argue that the law that allowed them to federalize the National Guard arguably allows them to also suspend Posse Comitatus. So stand by for more on this case. I think it's a big case because it talks to us about the power of the president, not just to federalize the National Guard, but to determine what they can do once they are on the ground in a city, in a jurisdiction in America. And so this is a case that extends, in my mind, beyond what happened in Los Angeles. Now, what's going to happen once Judge Breyer makes a decision? You can bet that that decision will be appealed, and you can bet that that decision, a decision by the Ninth Circuit, will almost certainly be appealed to the Supreme Court. So we do have to wait for a final word on that, but we will bring you progress updates because, as I said, I think that is a big case to watch. Now, what about the news of the day, which is Trump's decision to send the National Guard into the District of Columbia and to take control of the Metropolitan Police Department? In this case, we have to break up those two things. So first, let's just focus on the National Guard. The president has control over the DC National Guard, and the president signed a memo directing the Secretary of Defense to deploy the National Guard. I think that's all that needs to happen in this case. Why? Of course, because DC is at least partially under control of the federal government. DC is not a state like California or any other state, and so there can be much more federal control. So in my view, Trump can deploy the National Guard essentially at his discretion. But what about the Metropolitan Police Department? Well, that's a somewhat different story here. So the mayor of DC generally does have control over the police department, but the president can take control under something called the Home Rule Act and specifically Section 740. If he determines, quote, special conditions of an emergency nature exist, which require the use of the Metropolitan Police Force for federal purposes. So this provision allows the president to essentially take control for 48 hours. If the president wants to take control for longer, he has to notify Congress. That would then allow him 30 days to take control. After that point, if he wants to continue to control the DC Police Department, again, the Metropolitan Police Department, then he would need to work with Congress to do so. So those are the broad outlines. And again, in terms of big themes here, I think we're looking at the power of the president, not just this president, any president, to decide to send in the National Guard over the wishes of locally elected officials, and then to determine what the National Guard can do once they are in a city or a jurisdiction. And so obviously, again, the repercussions of these particular actions are pretty big and could potentially reverberate throughout the country. So that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today. That's what I wanted to explain. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe, and we will bring you up to date on even more episodes.